We are learning Masechta Shvuos, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and we're starting a brand new Perek, Perek Kol Nishbayim. The Perek starts off at a very long Mishnah, so we will stop in the middle of the Mishnah when we finish the Amud Emet Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Nishbam Shebet Torah, Nishbam Le Misham, which means we have in the Torah three Shvuos Daraisa. Shvuos HaShomrim, that means Hashem Echidam or Hashem Esacha, that claims that either there was Einis or there was a Pshia. He has to make a Shvua that's Taka what happened. He has to make a Shvua that he didn't use it, not Shleach Yad. That's a Shvua as a Shemrim. Not a Shvua, because Shvua is made a Mixas. If someone claims money from him and he says, I owe part of it, he has to swear the rest. That's Shvua as made the Mixas. And third of all, there's something called Shvua as Eid Echad. That if Eid Echad says you chayiv money and you say you're not, so you chayiv to pay, you chayiv make a Shvua in order to pat yourself on paying. So those three shvuas are all shvuas that you're pattering yourself from paying. There's might the mixas, they want you to pay the whole thing. I say, no, only owe half. So I'm swearing I don't owe the other half. Shay Mosa, I don't owe money for losing your item. And shvuas Erechos says, I don't owe you money, even though Erechos saying I owe money. They're all shvuas blei mishamim. But there's no such thing in the Torah, the shvuas v'neitlin, that you make a shvua and you take money. Besides, we're going to have here a shvuas exceptions, which are the midrabanan. There are shvuas hanoitlim. And we'll see in the Gemara why the Chacham made these takanas. So call Nishbam Shemitar, Nishbam Lemashalim, you make a Shvua and you pat yourself. Ve'elu, and the following are types of cases where Nishbam V'Neitlim, you make a Shvua, Midrabanan, and V'Neitlim, and you take and you collect with the Shvua. What are the examples? Hasachir, V'Hanigzal, V'Hanechbal, the three. Shekinek D'Choshah Shvua, V'Chem V'Neapikaseh. And the Mishnah will go each one and explain. There are five cases where it's a shvuas a neitlim, and it's a shvua derabanan. It's a shaila in the paiskim. What does that mean? Is it the level of shvuas hes, or it's more chamer? Do you have to keep this chayfitz or not? All the rishonim handle that shaila, but akapanim, it's a definitely derabanan, not the araisa. So what's the first example? Is hasachir. Hasachir case, that amaloi tainli schari. A worker goes over to his boss and says, you got to give me my wages. Yes, you owe me wages. The boss says, I gave you, I paid you. The worker says, I never got my money. So halacha is, who nishba v'noitel? He makes a shvua and he collects his wages. And we'll see in the Gemara why. Presumably the wrong reasons are because the boss is very busy with his business. He doesn't remember. He thinks he paid, but he doesn't remember. So here, we give a right for the worker to make the shvua and to collect his money. Rabbi Yudah says, not so possible. You have to have a little bit of aida. Just walking over to the boss saying, where's my money? And make a shvua, take the whole money. It doesn't work like that. It's only if the boss agrees, he owes you part of it. You go over to the boss, say, you owe me tehli schar chamishim dinner. Give me my 50 dinner for my payments. Yes, you owe me. Who amar? And the boss answers and says, kabal the dinner zav. You already collected 25 dinner kesef, which is a dinner zav. So you already collected half, only owe you half. In such a case, he's moida mixas. And since he's moida mixas, in this case, really, the moida mixas usually is the one who makes the shvua, is the one who's moida mixas. But here we say, we're made bich the shvua, and we say the tevea can make the shvua to take the money. And that's the case of sacher where we're masakin. That you could make a shvua and take money is by a sacher where the boss is moida mixas. Next case, nigzal. The example we give is that your mashkin shlevishos took a mashkin without rishos, which is also a form of gzela, but this case be any type of gzela. There's edim that a guy walked to someone's house and stole something from his house, or he took a mashkin shlevishos. Hu amar kli natalti. And so the owner says, you took something from my house, you stole something. Hu amar lo natalti. I walked in, but I never took something. So hu nishba v'naitel. The owner of the house swears and he collects his keli. Rabbi Yehuda, no, not so simple. Actually, shall mix it. Has to be a little vaydah. Kate said, "Omel eshtekel matata." You accuse him of taking two kelim, and he says, "Omel tata echa." I took one. So there, he's shikul made the mix. That's really he would make a shvua. We make a meifach shvua, and the balabais makes a shvua of a neitel. Case number three, nechbal kate said, similar to the first two. Hoyu meidim ayis shenichnas takas yodei shalei. We have an edim that Reuven walked to Shimon's house, and he was very healthy. But Yotzechav, he walked out all injured. And he says, this guy injured me. I didn't injure you. You tripped. I didn't injure you. The law is, the guy who was injured could make a shvua and collect the five dvarim that you pay for someone who gets injured. You have to have a little bit of a dog. You gave me two, you hit me twice. He hit you once. So here you might partly, here you'll make a shuas, you might mix us, and the guy will be a shuas on Eitlam. We'll read one more case. So what's the fourth case where the shvuah is an oitlam? Is where it's a regular case of shvuah deraisa, but the person who's supposed to make the shvuah is choshed al shvuah. Ketzad, what's the choshed al shvuah? Echad shvuah edus. If this guy made a shvuah edus falsely, or echad shvuah b'kodem, he made a shvuah b'kodem falsely, it sounds like even one time that, and we don't know he did tshuva, where he's choshed al shvuah, we don't want to make another shvuah. But if he's shvuah shav, he made a shvuah shav. Or if one of them was a Masachah Bekuvya, which is a Pasul Midrabban and Le'edus, was saying that he's Pasul Shua also. Masachah Bekuvya means someone who gambles, who borrows or lends Beribis. Mafricha Yoinim, someone who races Yoinim, it's also a type of gambling. Vesoichre Shvias, someone who's a Schayer on Shvias, which is Issa Darais, to do Schayer on Shvias. But it makes you see, you care about money, you'll even be over the rise of the money. So these type of people, we don't trust them for shua. That means side people who make a shua a sheker, and side people who are posleidus because of gzeil digger things like gambling, amav rivis, or fricha yoinim. So these people shekenegdoi nishba v'noitel. Since he can't make a shua, we give opportunity for the tevea to make a shua, and he makes a shua and collects. Hoyushneim chashudim. If they're both chashudim, they both couldn't make shuas. Chazva shua lemekaymai. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Shua goes back to this place. We'll see what that means. Presumably means that metoych sheyachol shav meshalim because he can't make a shua. Ramei meyachloiku. Ramei says they're both chashud. The loch is yachloiku, and we have to show in the Gemara will be mefarish all these parts of the Mishnah. And we have to show in the next year we'll continue from the next case v'achem v'ni al pekasai, which is the fifth case of shuas anaitlim in our Mishnah.